Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing you the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, the temperatures have gotten cold, and it looks like it's going to stay cold for quite a while. Now it won't be long and we'll start seeing anglers out there on the ice. Last weekend, Black Hawk Lake opened back up during that warm spell and only recently refroze, so I'd be giving it a little bit longer until I would venture out there. In the meantime, the fish house at Black Hawk Lake is open for use, and anglers can fish some open water under the shelter of walls and a roof. I'd still dress warm because the wind can bring gusts up through there. There's lots of habitat under and around the structure to attract fish, and over the past several weeks, quite a few nice crappie and perch have been caught, although I haven't heard any updated reports in the last couple of days. Farther up north, anglers are venturing out onto the ice to target fish a little bit. On Big Spirit Lake, ice fishing has been pretty much limited to foot traffic in Templar Lagoon, and they've been getting a mixed bag of panfish. There's about 2 to 5 inches of ice on Clear Lake, but no fishing reports yet. Well, the first of Iowa's three main gun seasons, and perhaps one of the most popular, starts this Saturday on December 1st. The first shotgun season will start at 1/2 hour before sunrise on Saturday, December 1st, and run through 1/2 hour after sunset on Wednesday, December 5th. The bulk of the deer harvest and hunter participation occurs during the shotgun seasons. The Iowa DNR expects about 60,000 hunters in each shotgun season, plus about 30,000 during the late muzzleloader season. The traditional technique during the shotgun season is to drive and post, where some members of the group post at the end of the timber, while others walk through, driving the deer towards them. Now, with all that activity in the timber, it is advised that hunters keep safety at the top of their hunting plan. That hunting plan identifies where each hunter will be and how the hunt will unfold. The plan should also include checking the blaze orange and replace any that has faded over time. Hunters are required to wear at least one article of external solid blaze orange clothing, such as a vest, jacket, coat, sweatshirt, sweater, or coveralls. An orange hat alone does not suffice. Now, Iowa's overall deer harvest across all seasons last year was 105,578, and the 2018 harvest should be pretty similar. If you harvest a deer, don't forget to report it. You can call it in or report it online, and it just takes a couple of minutes. Go to www.iowadnr.gov/hunting and click on the orange Report Your Harvest Online bar in the middle of the page. From there, you can scroll down and follow the instructions. And if you want to call it in instead, the number is right there on the tag. The deer should be reported by the hunter whose name is on the tag, and it must come before midnight the day after the deer is tagged. Reporting your harvest is important because harvest numbers are used to manage Iowa's deer herd annually, and it is required by law. So again, the first shotgun season is December 1st through the 5th. That's followed by the second shotgun season, which runs from December 8th through the 16th. And finally, the late muzzleloader season runs from December 17th through January 10th. Well, by now I'm sure you've heard of chronic wasting disease and our effort to monitor the spread of that disease in Iowa. In each county, DNR officials will be looking to collect samples from willing hunters who have harvested a deer. And the DNR has launched a new online system where hunters who provide samples for chronic wasting disease testing can check on the test results themselves. So you can go to www.iowadnr.gov/hunting and click on the CWD reporting system link on the right. There they can enter their hunter identification number or the 9-digit registration number on the deer tag, and those results should be available within 2 to 3 weeks. The Iowa DNR is continuing to monitor for the always fatal disease with increased focus areas along the Nebraska border, northeast and north central Iowa, and Wayne, Appanoose, Davis, and Keokuk counties. Now, hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend. And if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out hunting this weekend. Well, that's all the time I have for you today. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping y'all have a safe and successful angling adventure.